Payment apps like Venmo are more popular than ever until you get burned by a typo. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. PayPal reports quarterly earnings tomorrow. We'll get an update on Venmo, the crazy popular peer-to-peer payments app that PayPal owns. But as services like Venmo, Square Cash, and Zelle have gotten more popular, there have been some growing pains. Fraud and scams, for sure, but also lots of accidental payments, like because you typed in the wrong email address. And when that happens, as people have sadly discovered, the money is gone. Lisa Ellis is an analyst at the research firm Moffitt Nathanson. She said up to 1% of all payment transactions could be fraud or accidents. And if you screw up...
There aren't any official protections because it's just an accident. You know, they're not obligated to do anything.
Well, let's dig into some of the differences between the specific services. Because you have, you know, PayPal, which has been around a long time. You have Square Cash, which is similar to Venmo. Do they have less built-in protections than, let's say, Zelle, which is developed by the banks?
In some ways, yes. In some ways, no. So the benefit that you have in the services like PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle is that you have to have officially signed up for the service. So they have a very standardized set of information about you. So they can avoid the issues like, you know, having the same email address or the same phone number assigned to multiple accounts. You know, like they can avoid those types of issues because they make sure that doesn't happen when they sign you up.
It does sound like you're saying, though, that if I accidentally send money to the wrong person in Zelle, that I have the same problem as if I do it in Venmo.
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. If it's accidental, yes.
What I guess is interesting about that as a consumer is that I thought that if these things were attached to my bank, which is FDIC insured, that there would be those protections. Like, how hard would it be for these companies to say, I don't know, we're going to help you out a little here?
Well, they do try to help you out. The difference is, if you have protections related to, like you said, your debit card or your credit card, those are much more related to fraud. And the banks are responsible for protecting you against fraud, but they're not responsible for protecting you against making mistakes or being an idiot.
Right.
It's actually a much more difficult thing to protect against than fraud.
Right. And I'm not, you know, certainly we know that you cannot legislate against stupidity, but you could imagine these companies saying that this could become a threat to the business, right? If people don't have trust.
No, absolutely. It's certainly in their best interest to figure out ways to mitigate it. It's a delicate balance because a big part of the value proposition of the P2P payment services is that it's super quick and easy. So they just have to navigate through that and figure out ways to make it less onerous.
Do you think that there is a possibility... You know, we're sort of talking about growing pains as these payment systems become more popular. They're probably only going to increase in popularity and usage. Is it possible that some regulations need to be crafted in order to keep up? Like that there should be a standard way that you verify the identity of someone you're sending money to, for example?
I don't know that that requires a regulation per se, but those types of things are usually handled, yes, as like industry standards. In the same way that the fraud protection that you have on your credit card or debit card, those aren't regulations per se. That's actually set by the systems, by Visa, by MasterCard, by the networks. They have a whole governing set of operating rules that govern how risk is shared, how fraud is mitigated, what, you know, security requirements each player in the ecosystem has to maintain, et cetera. It's just that that rule set, which was built up for those systems over 60 years, is not really in place for these other systems at this point. And so, you know, it's a self-policing type of thing. They'll end up establishing their own standards.
Lisa Ellis is an analyst at research firm Moffitt Nathanson. The big payment apps, including Venmo and Zelle, do warn users in their user agreements not to send money to people they don't know or to use the apps to pay for services. But with Venmo growing 73% year over year in the first quarter of this year, it's a good bet that's not all people splitting the dinner bill. And now for some related links. Last year, Consumer Reports did a deep dive into peer-to-peer payment apps. They found that it can be almost impossible for consumers to really understand what protections there are in the case of a scam or a user error. And it said almost all the payment apps could do a better job of setting their security levels higher by default to make it harder for someone to access your app if they steal your phone, or even to put up more roadblocks when you send people payments. The bigger problem, though, is that when CR did focus groups and asked consumers if they thought their money was protected from, you know, stupid mistakes, pretty much every single person said they thought the services would make it right. And they were surprised to hear that they probably won't. Still, I should point out that Consumer Reports did find that, generally speaking, P2P payment apps are pretty safe. You just shouldn't use them to buy things online from people you don't know. And even if you're buying in person, like when I bought a ping pong table recently from a guy on Craigslist, I know, I'm in the gray area here with the user agreement. Venmo introduced QR codes to people's profiles back in 2017. So instead of typing someone's email, you can scan their code and you know you're paying the right person. Although again, I am embarrassed to say I did not know this until I bought this ping pong table like a month ago. So there you go, little tip from me to you. What do you think? Have you ever paid the wrong person or had money sent to you by accident? Email us at mptech@marketplace.org. We would love to hear your stories. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.